Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome in. This is the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. My name is Kristen Osero. I am not joined by Jay Binkley today. He is still out, but he should be back here in the near future. So looking forward to having him back here and looking forward to being able to get his thoughts over what we've seen as the end of the college football regular season now is upon us. It is conference championship weekend coming up. Very excited about that. Unfortunately, that also means that there's a lot less college football games to watch. It's amazing how quick the season has flown by. You're already starting to see the mock drafts start to kick up here. So yeah, starting next week, we're gonna get into some of these mock drafts where they have the Chiefs going, where they kind of see the trends with certain position groups. We'll talk more about that next week. But I'm gonna go into players who I thought made money for themselves this past weekend, top performers from this past weekend. We'll have a watch list for you. It's gonna be very abridged because, again, a lot less games going on this weekend. But I am going to start with the left tackle position for the Kansas City Chiefs because I do think that it is a major point of concern right now. I've been talking about this the last month and a half now. Really, it's kind of been a story throughout the year. But it was a week and a half ago now, the Chiefs went out and they signed former Arizona Cardinals, former Florida Gators left tackle DJ Humphreys, who's coming off of an ACL injury. He's going to be the starting left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, we presume he will play this Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers. But the Chiefs have put out Wanya Morris for most of the year as the starter. Beginning of the year, you did have Kingsley Suamonte as the starter. He didn't perform very well. Wanya came in, and Wanya was decent. He was okay for most of the year. He's all right. And then this past game against the Raiders, which the Chiefs barely pulled it off. Late game mistake made by the opponent. Bad snap from Jackson Powers Johnson, who former Oregon, I think it was a guard, switched to center when he got drafted. He was just a straight up center, but he was thought to actually be a guy who could play guard or center. But he was out there and he mistook Aiden Connell clapping for him calling for the snap. Snapped. They didn't call a false start because the clock was not running under 2 minutes. The clock is not running. Then it is not. It's not a dead ball foul. And in that case, it would be an illegal shift as opposed to a false start. Maybe I explained that wrong. It's a rule I didn't know. I feel like it's every week the Chiefs win, we learn rules that we didn't know. But I think that's kind of the beautiful part of the game. But nevertheless, Wandé did not play well. He did not look good at all. You know, there was times where he was going against Max Crosby, and I think we knew if that ever happened, it would be a bad matchup, and it was. There were times where he was going against Kalaivon Chason, former edge rusher from LSU. Did not go very well in that case either. Wandé's got a long way to go. And I will say this, I'll give him credit. After the game, he accepted responsibility for his shortcomings on the field, and he said he was going to work to get better. And I love that. I love when I hear that from kids, because there's a lot of kids that really will get down. That was the thing that worried me about Kingsley Suamati. You've kind of heard some hints that might be the case, his confidence being hurt by what happened with him early in the season. You could definitely see it on the field. Confidence not there. In the case of Wandé is a kid who looks like he's up to the challenge. He just needs some more seasoning. Just needs some more time out there to learn. And I appreciate the fact that he was out there and he took responsibility, and he's like, I'm a work to get better. And I appreciate that, because like that to me, that's a guy that at least up top, he's got what it takes to be a player in this league. He's got what it takes to be a starting tackle. I don't know if that's left or right. I don't know if that's with the Chiefs. But I think at some point with that mindset, if he can develop the technique to go along with the mindset, get a little bit healthier, because I do think he is still dealing with the injury, the contusion there, I think they might have something. And that's the kind of player you want on your team. Guys who accept accountability and guys who say, hey, I'm going to work and I'm going to get better. And I'm excited about DJ. DJ's a guy I've loved watching since he was at Florida. He's a kid who's incredibly athletic. You know, you hear all the time about how we talked about, like, Kingsley Suamata is a great athlete. DJ is a great athlete. This is a guy who can get out there in the run game. This is a guy who is very, very good against those speed rushers that Kingsley Suamata and Wanya Morris seem to struggle with. This is a guy that doesn't give up a ton of pressures. Throughout his entire career, he's been very good at not giving up a ton of pressures throughout his career. So, I think he could be a very welcome addition there. And I think that with him coming back, and then, you know, in, let's say, 3 weeks' time, the Chiefs are able to get back Hollywood Brown, like you're starting to hear the news stirring up here that he might be back week 16 or 17. If you can get Hollywood back week 16, give him a few games under his belt, Chiefs offense might start to look like what the plan was at the beginning of the year. I think those injuries played a big factor in why the offense right now has not been very consistent and not been able to go out there and put together a good performance. And I think that you get Kingsley out, you get DJ out there, you get Hollywood out there, and you get a little bit more consistency out of the offense. And that's all you're really asking for at this point. I think the defense showed something when Joshua Williams came in as well. I've been a little confused as to why Nazi Johnson was getting reps over Joshua Williams, because I think Joshua Williams was a better corner than Nazi. Nazi's a safety that they converted to a corner, but he doesn't have the time playing outside the way that Joshua Williams does. Joshua Williams was immediately getting time as an outside corner as a rookie. We've seen that athleticism on display. I want to see them use more of that. So, and you saw it, like they were a lot better in coverage down the field when he was there. They were better in man coverage. They were better in it as far as like those short passes in the flats where the corner has to come up and make the tackle. Joshua Williams is better. That's not to say Nazi was terrible or anything, but Nazi gave up some plays. He gave up some plays to Amari Cooper, and he was giving up some plays in this game too. And I think they look a lot better with him out there. And they also looked a lot better with Charles Omenihu as well. Like he looked real nice. He was a very welcome addition to the defensive line. And I look forward to seeing them have to blitz a lot less as Omenihu gets more involved in the defense and kind of gets back up to speed and trusts that knee some more after having that ACL injury. So, I'm really excited about what this team could be, and I think there's some good things to look forward to. So, not a real time to panic. I think there's some improvements. You know, you saw Pacheco out there. You saw a little bit more juice out of him. I know that he's going into a contract year next year. I think, you know, we're looking at the draft. We see the potential for another running back being taken somewhere in the middle. I think that could be a big motivator for him because he knows he's going to want to get paid. And the league is very, very quick to replace pretty good running backs with young rookie contract running backs. So, I think there's some good that can come out of this, and I'm not quite panicking yet, but I will say this. I'll give credit to Wanye for how he handled the aftermath of Friday's game, because he could have held his head low and, you know, been discouraged by it, but you can kind of see that he accepted the responsibility for it, and he said, I'm going to work to get better. And I love that in a player. I love accountability in a player. You know, I love it in coaches, too. It's the reason why, like, Matt Eberflus got fired, because he wasn't holding himself accountable for his mistakes. It was always, that was the plan. We thought it was going to work, and that was it. Like, that's why he does not have a job right now. Accountability is so important in sports, I think, because it helps build trust. And it was great seeing that accountability come from Wanye Morris. We got a much longer list of accepted invites for the All-Star Games for college. You got the Senior Bowl. You got the Shrine Bowl. All-Star.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
For the Senior Bowl, these are the notable accepted invites for the Senior Bowl. Alabama quarterback, cornerback Malachi Moore, a guy that I like. I think he could be a very good slot option for the Chiefs. I think, you know, we've kind of, as the season's gone along, Shamari Connor's kind of been exposed a little bit as a slot guy. I think Malachi definitely would be a nice addition there in the slot. Arkansas edge rusher Landon Jackson, I think, would be a huge, huge fit for the Kansas City Chiefs defensive line. This is a guy who's about 6'6", 265. That is a Spags guy. That is a Joe Colin guy. Those guys really love those bigger, more physical defensive linemen. They can move them inside. They can have them rush from the outside. This guy, he's got 6.5 sacks on the year. He's gotten hot the last month or so. I think he's got 4 sacks in his last 5 games. Landon Jackson, I think, would be a really good fit. This is a guy that you're starting to see like creep up into like the second round conversation. UCF running back R.J. Harvey, Florida defensive tackle Cam Johnson, I think a guy who could be like a Derek Nnadi type addition to a team. This guy is a nose tackle, more of a run stopper. He can rush the passer a bit, but he's more of a run stopper. You know, hold the line of scrimmage and allow your linebackers or whatnot to get penetration and stop the run. I think Cam Jackson would be a good late round addition. You have two Iowa State wide receivers, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel. You have Michigan running back Kalel Mullings, a guy who very much came out of nowhere from the shadow of Donovan Edwards to be the top back for the Wolverines. Minnesota tackle Ariante Ursary, a guy that has been getting late first round hype the entire year as a left tackle. Like in way too early, he was a guy that I was seeing getting mocked late first round to different teams before the season started. He was a late first round mock I saw in a couple to the Chiefs. I don't think tackle is in the cards for the Chiefs. I don't think this is a very good tackle class. I've seen some mocks where people are trading up to go get like Will Campbell from LSU. And Will Campbell's probably a top 15 pick, so if you're trading up to go get a guy like Will Campbell, who probably wouldn't even be a top 3 tackle in last year's class, then that just tells you that maybe it's not worth trading up for a tackle. If they get a tackle, I think it's a developmental type. It's a late round. There was actually a guy on the list of accepted invites that I think might be an option, but I certainly don't see anyone in like the first 2 or 3 rounds. Then you've got Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard, a guy who I do not think is going to get drafted, but maybe he can impress some scouts and be a priority UDFA. Oregon wide receiver Tez Johnson, a guy that I think has in the latter part of the season, he kind of lost a little bit of steam. Evan Stewart was able to get a little bit more than him out there in the passing game, but still, I think a really talented mid-round receiver. Tulane cornerback Caleb Ransaw, a guy I think who would be a good fit for the Chiefs. This is a bigger cornerback. He's about 6 foot, almost 200 pounds. Like to see the arm length there, but somebody with his size profile probably has pretty good size arms. About similar profile to some of these other guys that the Chiefs have had. Not quite as big as like a Joshua Williams or a Jalen Watson, but he's in that range that the Chiefs like. Then you've got West Virginia tackle Wyatt Millum, a guy who didn't get a ton of hype, probably a second day guy before the season started, but now some people think he could be a late first round tackle. And then a guy who I actually think might be I could see the Chiefs going out and grabbing in the mid rounds just because of the potential there, which is a tackle from William and Mary named Charles Grant. The thing about him is the size profiles is looking really nice for him. We know the Chiefs really like huge offensive tackles with good length. That's the reason why Wanya Morris is a guy that they went after, because he's got really long arms. I'll be really interested to see how he looks at the combine, how he looks at the Senior Bowl here, because he could make himself some money. He could play himself. He could for sure perform well enough, look well enough to be a lock on day 2. For the Shrine Bowl, here are the accepted invites. There you've got edge rusher from LSU, Savion Jones, a guy who has been sneaking up some boards. Syracuse quarterback Kyle McCord, who didn't get a lot of hype early in the season. He was kind of a failed starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes last year. But this year, he's performed well enough to get Syracuse to a point where they were actually a notable team in the latter half of the year. So Kyle McCord's been getting some run as a potential draft pick. Probably later round quarterback, but still. Then you got four players from Colorado. You got Shador Sanders, the quarterback for them. Arguably the number one or two quarterback in this draft class. You've got wide receivers Will Shepard. You got Jimmy Horn. I think there's another wide receiver on that list. And then you've got Shiloh Sanders, the safety. So both of Deion's kids that currently play for Colorado are going to be in this game. Travis Hunter has not accepted an invite anywhere. You think if he would probably join his teammates at the Shrine Bowl, but we'll see. Nothing has been confirmed right now. And then lastly, ECU cornerback Siobhan Revel Jr., if you remember, he got injured. He tore his ACL, I believe, earlier this season. So, yeah, he has not played since September, but that's a guy that at one point a lot of people thought was like number one or two at corner in the draft. So, not a whole lot of tape on him for this year, but certainly someone that I think could still sneak into the first round. I've been seeing some mocks for him that have him still going in the first round, though probably as like the third corner instead of like the first or second. So moving on to our week 14 recap, starting out with Georgia. Georgia had a barn burner against Georgia Tech, 8 overtimes. Wasn't the greatest regulation game, but overtime certainly made it a memorable one. Carson Beck, 26-36 for 297 yards, 5 touchdowns. And then linebacker Samael Mondon Jr. had a sack in that game as well. Running back Ashton Jeanty for Boise State, 37 carries, 226 yards, and a touchdown. I was watching this game before the Chiefs game. I was over there at the Brooksider to watch the Chiefs game on Friday afternoon. And yeah, I was watching that game before they had it on there. And man, Jinty's just so smooth out there with the way he runs. I'm really looking forward to kind of digging into the tape on him a little bit. He's been a lot of fun to watch. And this is a guy that just keeps making himself money every time he touches the football. You had the battle of my two sleeper wide receivers in this draft class. Stanford took on San Jose State. Wide receiver Elik Iemanar, 10 catches, 109 yards, consistently being one of the top receivers for Stanford every week. And then on the opposite side end, you had Nick Nash, wide receiver for San Jose State. He had 8 catches for 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. Again, super consistent. I haven't looked at the season leaders in a couple weeks for receivers, but I still assume he's top 5 in terms of receiving yards, top 5 in most categories. Maybe not quite touchdowns. I think there's a few guys ahead of him, but in terms of receptions and yards, he's got to be top 5, top 10 in both of those categories. Running back Khalil Mullings for Michigan in what was a really ugly game between Michigan and Ohio State. He had 32 carries for 116 yards and a touchdown. It's crazy how he just kind of came out of nowhere and completely overshadowed Donovan Edwards, who me and Bink were looking at as like a surefire NFL running back, a guy that we thought would probably be a better pro than Blake Corum, who's having a decent little career right now with the Los Angeles Rams in his rookie season. But I did figure that Donovan Edwards would really kind of separate himself this year, and he decided to come back. He's on the cover of the NCAA football game, and nothing. Like Khalil Mullings has overtaken him, and Mullings, I think, is playing himself into a roster spot somewhere on Sundays. Penn State tight end Tyler Warren, 6 receptions, 68 yards, 3 catches and 3 carries for 32 yards. And he also had a pass attempt, which he completed for 9 yards. This kid is a crazy athlete. I'm telling you, this is probably my favorite guy to be taken late in the first round by the Chiefs. I'd be so excited if the Chiefs were in position. I'd say if you're sitting there, if he's still on the board at 26, 20, 25, 26, it might be a good idea to look to see if you can move up and go get him. Maybe you make a deal like you did with the Bills in this year's draft, and you you move that second third round pick, not the Titans pick, but your own third round pick, and you move that and see if you can jump ahead of some of these other teams and go get a guy like Tyler Warren. Because Tyler Warren, to me, is looking more like if there is a Kelce replacement. I know they just, you know, they paid Noah Gray and he's looking really good. But if there is a Kelce replacement in college football right now, I think Tyler Warren might be your guy. You also had both edge rushers for Penn State. They both balled out. Abdul Carter had two sacks just constantly. It seems like every single week he's getting to the quarterback. And then Danny Dennis Sutton, the other edge rusher there, he also had a sack. Mitchell Evans for Notre Dame had five catches for 59 yards and a touchdown, solidifying himself in that top five for tight ends there. Quarterback Cam Ward for Miami, 25-36 for 349, two touchdowns. And then criminally underrated wide receiver Xavier Restrepo for Miami. Nine catches, 148 yards, and a touchdown. I'm seeing a lot of places like PFF, Pro Football Network. You do their little mock draft simulator, and he's available in round three. I don't think that's going to happen. I said this to y'all last year, and I was a little surprised by how much he jumped. But I told y'all last year, watch out for Ricky Pearsall at Florida. I know my Florida guys. I watch enough Florida football between the schools. I'm Florida football, Florida Gators fan. And I had an eye for Restrepo last year. He decided to stay. And at the beginning of the year, I told y'all, watch out for this kid, because he's probably going to have a Pearsall-like ascendance up the draft boards. This kid is super consistent. All he needs is, like, college football playoff might be a little, they might not make it in now, considering the loss. It might be tough for them. But when he gets to the pre-draft process, when you see this kid at the Senior Bowl, you know, should he be there, or the Shrine Bowl, whichever one he goes to, when you see him during the pro day, this kid's going to pop off. He's going to look super consistent. This kid works hard. Like, I'm really excited about Restrepo. I think he's undervalued. I was doing a mock draft before I got here and was able to get him in the third round. I just don't think that's going to happen. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. This kid, I think, is going to fly up boards. I think he's going to be in that late first to mid second range. Quarterback Jalen Milroe, who for some reason has been getting a lot of hype as like a top five quarterback in this class. I don't see it. I've been pretty adamant against Jalen Milroe all year long. His stat line is not very impressive. His athleticism is, though. He went 18 of 24 for 256 yards and a pick. He also had 17 carries for 104 yards and three touchdowns. That's where it pops, is the run game. But as a passer, I don't see it. I understand the arm strength. I understand the athleticism. But to me, this just feels like Anthony Richardson all over again. And for those of you who don't know, I was very much against Richardson leaving Florida. I thought he should have stayed another year. I thought he was not ready. He does not look ready. He very much, like right now, he looks like Jalen Milroe does at Alabama. And, you know, you have to do a lot of smoke and mirrors to win with that kind of quarterback. I hope I'm wrong about Milroe. I'd like to see him go to the league and be great, but I don't see it right now. Jeremy Bernard, though, seven catches for 111 yards, top wide receiver there in Bama. You know, that one kid, is it Ryan Williams, I think is his name. You know, I think it's Jeremy right now, best receiver at Alabama. This kid really, he's starting to show something here as of late. And considering who his quarterback is, I'm very, very impressed with what I've seen on tape from Jeremy Bernard. Tedaro McMillan from Arizona, six catches, 68.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yards and a touchdown, very consistent, not great team, not great quarterback. So he's making the best of a bad situation. Amarian Hampton for North Carolina, 22 carries, 185 yards and a touchdown. He also had four catches for 78 yards and a touchdown. A lot of people are going to get hyped over Ashton Jeanty. I'm going to tell you this. Amarian Hampton, I think, is going to be a better value because he's going to be a second-round or third-round guy, and you're probably going to get the same kind of production from him that you get from Jeanty. I think Hampton's got it all. I love watching this kid play football, and I think whoever gets him is going to get a way better value than if, like, the Cowboys take Jeanty in the first. Edge rusher for Oregon, Jordan Burch, had 2.5 sacks. You had running back Devin Neal for KU, 20 carries, 133 yards, and a touchdown. Certainly wasn't as noteworthy because KU got beat down this past weekend by Baylor, but Neal's still putting up, when he gets his touches, he's still putting up good, consistent numbers. Taj Brooks, running back from Texas Tech, 23 carries, 188 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had 2 catches for 35. Again, putting, you know, quietly one of the better running backs in college football, one of the best running backs in this draft class. And then edge rusher Antoine Powell Ryland for Virginia Tech had 3 sacks this past weekend. So this kid constantly putting good stuff on tape. One thing I had forgotten, that he was a Florida commit. Used to play for Florida, transferred out, I think, a couple years ago. I think he was part of the 21 class, I believe. Transferred there after a year, and it makes sense why somebody like him would be at Virginia Tech, because he's getting opportunities that he wouldn't get at Florida, and he's making the most of it. And I think if he decides to put his name in, man, he could do some great things out there. So moving on to my moneymakers, I think the obvious one is Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State. Just every single week he puts great things on tape, not just, you know, from the aspect of being a tight end, but just from being an athlete in general. He's not talked about as much because Penn State isn't Georgia, and so you don't get to see him quite as much. But this guy's got 75 catches for the season, for 910 yards, 5 touchdowns this year. He set a Big Ten record for most catches by a tight end in a season. And he has an opportunity to get to 1,000 yards as a tight end. There are tight ends in college football that a good year for them is 500-600 yards. A good year, 500-600 yards. And Tyler Warren is putting up top college receiver production. Like, not like the elite receiving seasons, but like there's a lot of receivers out there who are going to get drafted ahead of him that have been drafted ahead of where he's going to be drafted that didn't produce the way that he is producing right now. It's incredible what we're seeing from Tyler Horan. And it's just like, it's not just the fact that he's big. It's also what he does after the catch. You know, when I say, like, you know, if there's a replacement for Travis Kelce, it's him. I'm not kidding y'all. Go watch the tape. This kid is an athlete. And I think he makes himself money every single time he steps on the field. The other guy is Jeremy Bernard, wide receiver for Alabama. Now, the stat line's not crazy. Last 3 weeks, 15 catches, 252 yards. But if you watch the tape, you see his toughness. You see his athleticism, going up and getting catches over the middle of the field and taking hits. Like, just doing the fundamental stuff right. You know, he doesn't have a great quarterback. You know, Jalen Milroe is inaccurate. He still goes out there and makes those tough catches, makes those plays. You see him after the catch. He's got some burst to him. I like this kid. You know, is he going to be a high draft pick? No. Probably going to be a day three guy. But I think this kid is going to be able to find a spot on a roster somewhere. And I think he's going to play in the NFL for a few years. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he ended up having a career like a DeMarcus Robinson, which, you know, that's not a bad career at all. DeMarcus Robinson right now, I mean, you know, if you watch the late afternoon slate, he was with, you know, he's playing for the Rams now and he had a nice little game for them. Like, that's a good career. You know, won a title with Kansas City. He went to Oakland, he was meh, but, you know, he's been with the Rams now, two, 3 years? Had a nice little run there. I like what DeMarcus is doing. So if Jeremy Bernard ends up being a DeMarcus Robinson, I think he'll take it. So getting to our conference championship weekend watch list, very short here. Starting off with the Friday matchups, you've got the Mountain West Conference championship game between UNLV and Boise State. Only game you're watching, only person you're watching for there is Ashton Jeanty. This kid's electric. He's so much fun to watch. Definitely, I mean, he's definitely not going to play for the Chiefs, but man, he's going to be, if you're a big fantasy player and you can find some good value for him, I'm not drafting him in the first round, but, you know, second, third round, if he's there, might be a good investment, especially if he goes to the right team. Really, really like Ashton Jeanty. The other one is the American Conference Championship game between Tulane and Army. And that's for the aforementioned Caleb Ransaw, the cornerback, the big 6-foot, 200-pound corner that they got there. I want to see a little bit more of the athletic profile, but just from how I know that Tulane likes to run their system, they like to run a lot more man coverage, a lot more press. A guy like him with his size, I want to see what he can do in that press coverage. And you know, he's probably not going to get a lot of opportunities because they are playing Army, but I want to see what he can do in the few times he might have to defend down the field, because I think that could be a really good, and plus, you know, tackling as well. That's going to be so important today. So I want to see what he can do there. And then on to Saturday, you've got the SEC championship game between Georgia and Texas. Quarterback Carson Beck. You have both guards, Tate Ratledge and Dylan Fairchild. I like either of those guys as a, you know, late second day option for the Chiefs. Edge Mykel Williams, edge Jalen Walker, linebacker Samael Mondon Jr. And then on the Texas side, you've got Isaiah Bond. If he plays, he's missed like a month now with an injury. You got tight end Gunnar Helm, who has locked himself in as a top five tight end in this draft class. And then tackle Kelvin Banks, probably the number two tackle in this draft class. Then the Big Ten championship, Penn State takes on Oregon. You are going to have Tyler Warren, guy I love. Like, if there's any game to watch this weekend for potential Chiefs players, watch this game. Because this kid, I'll tell you, Tyler Warren, man, this might be my favorite option for the Chiefs in the first round. Edge rusher Abdul Carter. Edge rusher Danny Dennis Sutton. Abdul Carter might be the best edge rusher in this draft class. So if you want to sound smart when you talk about the draft with your friends, just watch him, because he's going to pop on tape for sure. He's going to be a problem for Dylan Gabriel. Then you also are going to have on the opposite sideline the aforementioned Dylan Gabriel. Tez Johnson and Evan Stewart, the wide receiver duo they have. Josh Connerly and Ajani Cornelius, the tackle duo that the Ducks have. Jamari Caldwell, their defensive tackle. Jordan Birch, edge rusher. And then Jabbar Muhammad at corner. So I think this is a good slate. Again, bittersweet part of this is the fact that you do not have the sheer amount of games that you have. But again, this is for everything. These teams are playing for the ability to go to the college football playoff for most of them. So it's going to be fun stuff to watch for. I'm very excited, but also, you know, kind of sad to see the regular season end. And that means that we're going to start ramping things up here. We're going to start looking at more mock drafts. We're going to start doing more mock drafts. I don't know when Jay Binkley's going to be back. It sounds like he's starting to get along that process of being able to come back. So I'm excited about that. I'll hold it down until then. And when he gets back, we're going to probably look into doing a mock draft. We're going to go over some of these mock drafts. We're going to try to assess some value to some of these players, figure out which positions the Chiefs need to look at and the positions that they can wait on for a year or two. A lot of things we got to cover here over the next few months. This is really the time where we start ramping things up, and I'm getting excited about it. Whenever we get any more news about any accepted invites for the Senior Bowl, any accepted invites for the Shrine Bowl, and now with the transfer portal getting ready to open up, you've got an announcement for tons of players who are entering the transfer portal. Players that, you know, we thought probably would try to go out for the draft this year. That could really help shape how this draft class turns out, because if you remember a few months ago, me and Bink were talking about this, about how a lot of the value in the mid to late rounds was impacted by the fact that a lot of these players are staying longer because of NIL, and that means that this class later on might be pretty weak. So we'll see if that's true as we see the transfer portal. You know, if you're into the transfer portal, you can still declare for the draft, but you're probably not going to. So we'll see. I'm excited to get into the swing of things as far as that draft prep goes. So I thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to me go on about the sport that I love. And we will make sure that you download, subscribe, like, give us 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on. We appreciate it. And as always, thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us. I'll catch you next week. This is the Character Concerns Podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.